Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions.
Walk by faith. Our verses for today come from John chapter 20, verses 26 and 27. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." I like to watch the group competitions on reality TV shows. In one competition, the team must walk blindfolded through a series of obstacles. The team chooses one member to be the caller, and this person must shout out directions and commands to the group that is working through the challenge. This requires clarity of voice and precise directions from the caller, but it also requires a profound amount of trust from the rest of the team. One misstep and the whole team can be off course, run into a beam, or fall into a pit of mud. They must believe the words of their leader, even when they cannot see the path for themselves. After Jesus had shown himself to the disciples, Thomas had a hard time believing his friends. Thomas knew that Jesus had been nailed to the cross, pierced in his side, and buried. So it was hard to believe that Jesus would be alive, walking among them. But in his great mercy, Jesus returned to Thomas. Jesus let Thomas see with his own eyes that Jesus had come back to life. Thomas saw Jesus' almighty power. Jesus allowed Thomas to see him and to touch him. Then he encouraged Thomas to stop doubting and believe. What a beautiful sight it was for Thomas. We are called by God to believe and to live by that faith. Sometimes it seems as though we are stumbling through the world blindfolded, walking into beams and falling into the mud pits of our own sins and doubts. Instead of trusting the voice of our Savior who calls out to us through his word in the Bible, we find ourselves trusting in human reason or in our own strength. We find ourselves trusting in those things that we can see. We think that our way is better, but the path that we choose by ourselves will always lead us into danger in this world, and worse. When we choose our own path, it will lead to eternal death. But we can ignore the noise of the world and listen to the voice of Jesus, our Savior. He will never lead us into danger, and he blesses us when we listen to his voice. When we read and study his word in the Bible, he works faith in our heart and prepares us to fight daily against the obstacles of this world. When we go to church and listen to the word of God, he gives us the proof that we need. Through the power of God, the Holy Spirit, he gives us faith to see the true peace that we have through Jesus. He gives us the same promise every day. We are forgiven and will live with him in heaven. Today we will pray hymn 892, verse 6. All praise, O Lord, for Thomas, whose short-lived doubtings prove your perfect twofold nature, the depth of your true love. To all who live with questions, a steadfast faith afford, and grant us grace to know you, made flesh, yet God and Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with his grace today and always.